Joining us in the pregame show is Upper St. Clair head coach Danny Holzer. Coach, the Panthers have a chance to win their second straight Section 4 title with a win tonight. And with bigger goals in mind, I'm sure, how proud are you of the opportunity the team has tonight?
I'm really proud. Anytime you have an opportunity to win back-to-back sections here in the in our section with the teams being such rivals, it's a special special thing. So we're gonna bring our best game and do that. But, yeah, we're really pleased and excited about the opportunity, that's for sure.
And despite losing four starters from last year's section championship team, the Panthers reloaded this season as they have in years past. You know, with you having been a big part of it, I'm sure, you know, how has Upper St. Clair in the program here been able to stay so consistent?
Well, we have a lot of kids that have been in the program for a long time, and they just the next group steps up and we just kind of continue the tradition, and they meet the challenge. We put a lot of time in the off season. I'm really proud of our kids, and it's pretty much just a tradition that the next class wants to step up and do what the prior class did. It's not easy, but they work hard, and we've been fortunate to do it for a long time, so it's kind of nice.
Senior forward J.J. Kahn is Upper St. Clair's top scorer with 17 points per game. Also a linebacker on the football team. Does he bring that hard-nosed type of play to the basketball court?
Yeah, he sure does. He plays that way. He's a very physical kid and likes to mix it up. But he's a skilled player, so he's able to do a lot of things for us.
And with Kahn being the focal point of opposing defenses, who are some of the other players that have been key for your team's success?
Well, Connor Gallagher, our point guard, has been doing a great job for us. He's averaging close to 10, or a little more than 10 points a game. So he's been a big plus. And we've had a bunch of other seniors, Nick Staley, a forward, and Will Ross, and Andrew Wheeler and Thomas Steve have been able to score for us as well. So we've had we have like an 8 or 9 man rotation. And everybody's pitched in for sure.
Tonight, Upper St. Clair takes on a Mount Lebanon team. You saw them earlier in the year. What does your team need to do to claim a win tonight?
Well, we're going to have to do a really good job against Johnny David, obviously. He's a really good player and the key to their offense. So we got to contain him and try to minimize his scoring opportunities on the defensive end. On the offensive end, we got to attack their matchup zones. And their defense kind of force you to take a lot of perimeter shots. So we got to be on the attack offensively.
Both teams have good height. How important will the battle of the boards be in this game?
I think it'll be huge tonight, no question about it. Yeah, there's no doubt. We're going to have to make sure that they only get one good look at it and rebound. On the other end, I'm sure they're thinking the same thing. So it's going to be a battle on both ends. But that will be a big key for sure.
And with the postseason on the horizon and both teams that are in tonight's game headed for the playoffs, give us your thoughts on Section 4 and the talent level that's in this section.
I think we're going to take some really good teams to the tournament. I think we'll be able to play with anybody. So it'll be interesting. I think Quad A, you know, you have North Allegheny and Hampton and obviously Newcastle as the top three. After that, I think it's a wide open field.
Upper St. Clair head coach Danny Holzer, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Boys Basketball Game of the Week.